Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
your focus
now, pray now,
and your concentration on the Word of God and on what you are about to receive and to learn. Because if you don't focus on that, you will lose the whole purpose for which you came. Amen.
Amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
So God brings us a word in season because He knows that in that season we need to get that particular word and receive some particular things in our spirit in preparation for what is ahead of us. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And so this is our month of faith. We are speaking about faith, and we'll continue speaking about faith until God releases us from this. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Those of us who are here on Sunday, we talked about the basic measure of faith. There is a basic measure of faith. Talked about in Romans chapter 12 and the verse 3. And the Bible says specifically there that God has dealt to every man. Somebody say every man. Every man has the measure of faith. So there is no man with no faith. Or rather, God did not put anybody here who has no faith. He gave us the smallest, the basic measure of faith we need to believe in Him, trust in Him, trust in His word. And we saw on Sunday that basic measure of faith is expressed in two ways. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says that he who comes to God, there are two things. One, he must believe that God exists. And two, he must believe that God is a rewarder of those who seek Him diligently. Those two things are the basic expressions of faith that everybody is entitled to have. However, we also saw that faith cometh. Somebody say faith cometh. It comes by hearing. So we are expected to build on that basic measure. The basic measure of faith will help you believe that there is a God. But it doesn't do too much beyond that. So God expects that we build on the faith we have. And the major way to build on the faith we have is to follow what Romans 10:17 says. That faith cometh by what?
Hearing.
But it's not just any careless hearing. It is the hearing of the word of God. It is focused, concentrated, hearing. The hearing that is not careless. One day Jesus told the disciples, he told them two things. He said, be careful how you hear. So how you hear is very important. You can hear in such a way that it doesn't build faith in you. So that even though faith cometh by hearing, you can hear it in some way and it will benefit you. But I pray that tonight, as you hear the word of God, it will benefit you. We are not learning abstract things. We are learning the kind of things that we can apply in our lives. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, we've been learning about what faith is. We've been learning how faith comes. I think on Sunday I even gave another definition of faith. I said faith is the currency, spiritual currency. That we use to pull down things from heavenly places. Because the Bible says we are blessed with all spiritual blessings.
Just
that the blessings are in heavenly places. But we need them here on earth. Praise God. The Bible says we are blessed with all spiritual blessings. In fact, there is no blessing left for God to give to us again. Because he has actually released all the blessings. It's just that, like how data can be stored in iCloud, these blessings are stored in heavenly places for us. You need a new leg. It's already been given. Praise God.
Amen.
You need a new heart. It's already been given. But it's in heavenly places. And then God has also given us the ability to download those things. And the way we download those things is to use our faith. I want to share on another aspect of faith.
And
so our topic is partakers of the divine nature. Partakers of the divine nature. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4.
Petro me tosu emienu itiba ko imu enan.
2 Peter.
Petro me tosu mienu.
Chapter 1 verse 4 is our first scripture.
Itiba ko imu enan.
The Bible says,
"Chesmc,
whereby
was si wonam sa kwan
is given unto us,
na wode amayen
exceeding
great
and precious promises."
Aye bosha eso na broso.
That by these, you and I might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. That by these precious promises, you and I might be partakers of God's divine nature,
having escaped
the corruption that is in this world through lust. The corruption that is in the world today, the evil, the wickedness, the uncleanness that is in the world today comes through lust. So we have the lust of the eyes. We have the lust of the flesh. And we have the pride of life. All of them are lusts. They were introduced in the Garden of Eden. And when those things take hold of a man
or a woman,
they corrupt the life of that man or woman. Those are corrupting influences. But instead of this lust, God has made available for us by the grace of God and through Jesus Christ, his divine nature, so that you and I can partake of the divine nature. And because the divine nature does not have lust in it, when we partake of the divine nature, the hold of lust is broken. May every lust be broken from your life. Whether it be the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, or the pride of life, they are three terrible things that create corruption in this world. But the Bible tells us that God has given us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these promises you and I will become partakers, we will become shareholders, we will also become and have the God kind of nature. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
What is the divine nature they are talking about? I'll talk about one aspect of the divine nature. In Hebrews chapter 11 and the verse 3, we see one aspect of the divine nature. Just one. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 3.
Hebrew former itidubaku imumiensa.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now Hebrews 11 verse 3 says,
Hebrew former itidubaku imumiensa.
We understand that the world is not world.
It's
world.
Because
for, in case you didn't know, it's not just one world. We have many worlds.
Let's not go into that.
The worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen, everything you and I can see, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The message version says,
"Na okay message umana."
It says, "By faith, we see the world called into existence by the word of God. What we see today was created by what we don't see." Church, can I have your attention? Anything you can see was made by God's word. We'll get there again. Anything you can see, tree, mountain, stone, rock, water, it was when God said, "Let there be," and it happened. Let there be, then it happened. Let there be, then. So everything, since the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things we see today, they were made out of things which are not seen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
For some, it's a bit difficult to understand. But as we continue, you will understand by God's grace. Everything you can see was made out of things you can't see. Everything you can see was made out of the word of God. So the original substance used in creation is words. Somebody say words. Words. Is words. That was the original substance in creation.
Is
words. But this word came out of God's mouth. And as they came, the things were formed. When he said, "Let there be waters," immediately a river was formed. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now we look at Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1. We'll come back to this scripture. In Ephesians chapter 5 verse
1,
if you can give us the Amplified Version.
The
Amplified Version is very interesting. It says, "Therefore, be imitators of God." Copy God. Be like him.
Yes or no?
Follow his example. Just as well beloved children imitate their father.
Sir man do weja no osun weja no.
He says we should imitate God. We should look at him copy. Look at him copy. How did God create? How did God bring things to be?
So when
he says we should imitate God, what he is telling us is that we should do what God did. And we should do what God does. Anytime God looks at a situation, he doesn't like the situation. We are told in Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Then in verse 2 we are told. And the earth was dark and void and darkness. Then it says verse 3. Then
it
says, and God said. The Spirit of God hovered over the
water.
Because what God was seeing, he didn't like. Anytime God doesn't like what he says, he speaks. The Bible says we should imitate him. Anytime you don't like what you are seeing in your life, you have to start speaking. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Anytime you don't like what you are seeing in your business, you must start speaking. Anytime you don't like what you are seeing in your family, you should speak. Anytime you don't like what you are seeing academically, you should speak. The Bible says, be ye imitators of God. Copy him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But the thing we are being told in Hebrews 11:3 is that when God was creating the world, he used his words. He uses words. And it's amazing.
Now,
everything in this world is done by words. When witches want to curse somebody, we are told in the Bible what they do. They gather together. They speak the word. And it is established. They come together. They agree. That we want to curse so and so. We are determined that so and so will not prosper in his
life.
So let us speak. Then they begin to speak. And
say it won't work.
You nothing about you will prosper.
You will
die in the daytime with your eyes open. I don't know the significance of that one, but that one seems to be a very major one.
You die
with your eyes open. I don't know. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's interesting, but you see that? But even witches know how to speak. It's only we Christians that don't know how to imitate God. But tonight, may we learn how to imitate him.
Praise God.
That is why your words are so important. What comes out of your mouth? That thing under your nose. It's like a wheel. It's like a driver's steer. Because the words that come out of our mouth, they are so powerful. God ordained that things were created or should be created by words. And that is the way he himself operates. Most of the time when Jesus was healing people, he spoke.
Yes, Christ.
Very few times you see he did something.
Maybe he will take something.
But most of the time, most of his healings, he spoke. He spoke. He spoke. He spoke. He spoke. But be imitators of God. You and I must learn how to speak. But not just any speaking. We must speak God's word into our situation. Hey, did you hear that one? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So I am not waiting for anybody to curse my children. I am blessing them every day. We pray and we say, Lord, we declare our children will go forward. We speak this, we speak that, we speak that. Why are you not blessing your children?
Why you even didn't stop it? Hey, you are a bad boy. You are a bad boy. This mouth that you were supposed to use to create. Every day, man. We are your couple.
You are becoming a naughty boy.
Look at him. You are stubborn like you are.
I don't call for anything. You are stubborn. Look at your head like.
Then they'll
refer to that. Listen. This mouth was given to us to use for creation. I said the mouth is for creation. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And so, when the Bible says, exceeding great and precious promises have been given to us. So that we can be partakers of God's divine nature. What he's also telling us is that we have been given promises so that we too, just like the way God used his words to create, we also can use the word of God to frame our lives. Can somebody say amen to that?
Amen.
Amen. Mark
11:22-23.
Mark 11:22. We'll soon see the practical application of these things.
Amen.
Amen. When you are sitting under these teachings,
never
assume that you know. Assume you don't know. Even if they, we are quoting a scripture that you have read 1,000 times, it doesn't matter. The moment you listen with the mind that I know, you will not learn anything again. I pray tonight that you will learn something. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus and Jesus answering saith
to
them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Can everybody say amen?
Amen.
How did you get born again? How did you become a child of God? Did you go and bath in the Atlantic Ocean? How many times did you spin around in the water? How did you get born again? You had to believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. And then Romans 10:9-10 says that you need to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And invite him into your life. I guess that's how you got born again. If you got born again by bathing in water, I'm sorry, you are not born again. We believe and we speak. Now, the scripture we just read is the way faith is activated. If you want to activate your faith, we've talked about what faith is. We've talked about how faith comes. But if you are talking about how to activate faith, how to let faith
work,
this is what Jesus taught us. It is activated by saying what you believe. Anytime you believe something and you say it, it is established. And it doesn't matter whether it's positive or negative. If you believe it, and you say it. So you see, I stopped saying many things. But for many years, I told her some time ago that whenever I ate banana, it got stuck in my throat. And I kept on saying it. And I believed what I was saying. So it kept on happening. Until one day I realized that.
Said that could be who said.
I've been saying this thing.
Sadi emeka.
You see, a lot of you say that. Oh, milk. There, if I take it, I will run. Every time you take it, you will run. Because you believe what you are saying. And you are saying what you believe. So every time you take it, you will run. Oh, this one, when it touches me, I'll have rashes. When it touches me, I'll have rashes. Because you believe, you see, the Bible says, if you believe it and you say it, it will happen.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esipoche Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Chrono and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esipoche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esipoche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esipoche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.
We can deliver.